Son of a gun, if this isn't getting irritated, let's see if I'm being recorded going this side again. Okay, it seems to be going along fine. Well, anyway, I'm talking about my personal God, and it struck Weezer funny, and of course she got on the phone to Therese and was telling Therese about Kay's God, you know, would realize that if she didn't get to Mass, this was fine. Well, Therese thought this was really strange, too. So anyway, Tom and I got on this subject, and he said, I've been talking along these lines to Therese, and he said that this is the first outside person that expressed it this way, and he said, I've been saying, God will understand our marriage. Of course, you know, we have become a little more liberal since their marriage, and he said it really did her good to, you know, once this personal my God was explained to her, that there maybe is something to this. And I didn't think it was funny at all. I wouldn't have felt a bit bad had I not gone to church to Mass Holy Thursday. I didn't think it was, you know, it was necessary for Weezer to have to come up on a busy day around supper time for me to go to 5 o'clock Mass. Well, anyway, she did. Let me see, who else did I philosophize with? Oh, Connie and Mary Engler were there in rare form, and if he told me one time, he told me 100 times how much you and I mean to Mike and Marianne. He said particularly Marianne to you because of how much she has wanted a sister, and of course we're all they have, and he was four sheets to the wind to, or whatever the expression is. But we danced together, and he and Mary lasted as long as everybody else. They must be very good friends of the morals, and it seemed the less good friends left around 8, 9 o'clock in the party, and good friends stayed until 1 in the morning. And the Englers did stay, and I had real good talks with them. Of course, they say that you and I and our kids and Mike and Marianne and their kids are all they live for. And I think he meant it. I think he was pretty sincere. Mary, I don't understand. I don't think too well. And young Gene Morrill, of course, he really isn't young, but everybody calls him the young Gene. We sat and talked, and I asked him if he felt he was confirmed bachelor. He said, oh, absolutely not. He felt if he ever met the right girl, he would love to be married and share his life. He's quite a guy. He had gotten Pat and Dick typed letters, or personal letters, that he read at the banquet Friday night, and one was from Senator Eugene McCarthy, and the other one was from Vice President Hubert Humphrey. And of course, we've all, you know, kind of talked about this name dropping with him, and he said a lot of people say, you know, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And he said it's not that at all, it's who they think you know. And with that, he proceeded to read these letters, and they're framed, and they really are, you know, something unique to have. He gave Pat and Dick 2 $100 bills, and Hicks gave them 4 $10 bills. My Aunt Marie and Helen gave them $60. They got things that you wouldn't believe. I guess these people, this is the way they, I suppose, for the feasts or the drinks that they get. Oh, I feel a little tired, sweetie. This has been going on. It must be 12:30, 1 o'clock now, and I started listening to yours at 9, and they were done a little after 10, and then I started right in. Didn't realize I had this much to say. Well, let's see. So then Therese and Tom and Weezer and Ed and I are on our way home, and Tom and Therese rented at the Biltmore Motel all weekend and just stayed there. So our job was to get Tom in the motel and into bed, which we finally did, and Ed just conked out, and he's just like rubber, and Weezer and I are trying to get him in the car, and I'm just almost as bad as he is. And then we get to my house, and he insists on walking me to the door with my purse swinging over his shoulder, and he ended up laying flat on his back on the grass making angels. And my head is hanging out the side window here waiting for Weezer to get him in the car. She won't let me out of the house again to help him. She wants me right where I am so that I'll fall asleep on the couch and not outside. So we finally got, she finally got him in the car, and I guess got him home. And, I guess it was a riot. I don't remember that much about it. Although I swear I was perfectly sober. Oh, so, Lorraine and Wiesenhead and I go to 11 o'clock Mass this morning, and Ed's not feeling a bit good. I feel terrific. I don't have a headache. I don't have a hangover. All that's the matter with me are my legs ache from so much dancing and walking in heels, and, well, it was a 20-hour day. So then we took Lorraine home up north. She lives in 33rd and Aldridge North, and came home, and I gave the kids lunch and took a little nap. And we went, took my mother a present for Mother's Day. Oh, I'm not bored at all. Really, I feel like I am sitting here talking to you. Then I stopped in at the Morrills. I had forgotten my purse, and I've been driving all over without my license or billfold or a cent of money and no gas in the car, so I stopped there, and they're all kind of lounging around watching a golf tournament. Some are snoring and some are awake, and I'm feeling good but a little tired. And I stopped at Bonnie. Oh my gosh, it was Jack's birthday today, so I stopped to give him a dollar. And of course, they insisted we all stayed for supper and ice cream and cake with Jack, which we did. My intention was to take everybody out to King Burger, and they wouldn't hear, but they did have food left over from yesterday. So that was my day. I got the kids home by 8:30, 9 o'clock, and, oh, 8:30. Got them into bed and started with this. So I'm going to take off in the morning. Your folks come back from their fishing trip tomorrow. I hope, like mad, that you got a Mother's Day card. Sweetie, those pearls are beautiful. They're my first real pearls. I'm going to take them to a reputable jeweler and have them strung with a clasp that I pick out. They're just magnificent. Let me see. Well, anyway, I'm going to run out and get your mother something because she is coming home tomorrow, and I want to have a little gift for her. And I'll get these in the mail early in the morning. I hope that you don't have a bad week of no letters. Just, I don't know, maybe it was selfish on my, I don't think so. I really, as phony as it sounds, I didn't have a minute. I thought of you all the time, but I just could not sit down and write. And this, I never even thought of getting out the tape, except I had so much to say tonight. And I rather enjoy this. I really enjoyed playing them to you. It looks like the tape may be running out again. It makes me a little nervous getting to the end. You have no idea how much I love you, how much I miss you. It's kind of anticlimactic today, but things, I hope, get back into a routine now. And I guess it's not good to plan ahead, but I am looking forward to August. I don't care what else other than that big hug. That's what I'm waiting for.